Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Thursday, January 18th. U.S. equity futures are trying to stabilize this morning. You have S&P futures essentially unchanged. NASDAQ futures are outperforming, up about 40 points. That is 25 basis points. And you have Dow futures down 35 points, or about 10 basis points. So some modest stability following a few rough sessions. In Europe, you're looking at the major indices up about 20 to 40 basis points. You're seeing strong outperformance in luxury stocks. So Kering, LVMH, Hermes, Reichmont, which is the parent of Cartier and other brands, had results out this morning. They were solid, ahead of expectations. So that's a big relief, given a lot of red flags in the high-end consumer market over the last couple of weeks, including the recent Burberry warning. So luxury names are outperforming. Semiconductors also are doing well in Europe. You had solid results out of Taiwan Semi. Both the margin performance in Q4, the guidance for Q1, and then just a general qualitative commentary about their outlook for 2024. The Taiwan Semi results hit after the Asia close, so you're seeing the reaction to it in Europe with semiconductor stocks doing well. And then on the downside in Europe, you're seeing staples underperform along with real estate, healthcare, telecom, energy, and utilities. So a lot of your safer haven groups along with energy. And then in Asia, you saw the Hang Seng rally, so it increased 75 basis points. Japan was essentially unchanged. Shanghai Comp rallied about 40 basis points. So, modest uptick in Chinese equities following a very steep decline. So just circling back to news for this morning, not a whole lot to talk about on the macro front, which is probably why markets are stabilizing. The few headlines that stood out to me as being notable: very weak Australian jobs report, obviously has dovish implications for monetary policy, not so much for Europe or the US, but a notable data point, very soft on the employment front in Australia. You have ongoing friction in the Middle East. So there were Pakistan-Iran developments. Iran earlier in the week struck militants in Pakistan. Pakistan overnight struck militants in Iran. And then you had the U.S. launch another round of strikes against the Houthis in Yemen. Oil is not reacting a whole lot. It's ticking up about 50 basis points. There was the IEA had out its latest monthly report, and it notes how non-OPEC production is extremely strong, especially from the U.S., and that is having a dampening effect. It's helping to contain the fallout on oil prices from what's happening geopolitically in the Middle East. And then there was an article in the FT talking about how senior U.S. lawmakers in the coming weeks will be making trips to Taiwan in a show of support for the new president. Obviously that will create risks for U.S.-China relations. We'll have to see how that unfolds. It does not seem like the speaker will be going to Taiwan. Remember when Pelosi went to Taiwan, that was a big issue. Does not seem like the speaker will be going. So that should keep the fallout contained, but that remains to be seen. On the earnings front, so Reichmann already talked about, Taiwan Semi already talked about. Those are going to be the biggest reports of the morning. Both of them were positive. You also had Birkenstock just hit with decent numbers and guidance as well. So far, at least, the earnings backdrop is more positive than negative, but there certainly were some downside reports. Discover Financial last night, big miss on Q4, although you could argue there were a lot of one-time items in there. I think more negative was just the guidance for 2024, flat loan growth, and a big deterioration in credit quality with a big spike in net charge-offs. And then Watches of Switzerland, which is a watch retailer, had a negative pre-announcement out this morning. That stock is crashing about 30% in European trading now as we speak. So those are all the big news highlights for today on the calendar. The events that I'm really focused on are the Philadelphia Fed survey for January at 8:30. You remember you had a horrible Empire Fed survey for January a couple days ago. So it will be interesting to see if that is confirmed by the Philadelphia Fed survey. And then after the close, you get J.B. Hunt earnings. For a variety of reasons, this is going to be a key report. This is the first big transport earnings release in the U.S. since the FedEx numbers a couple weeks ago. They're going to have a lot of insight into kind of the whole restocking, destocking theme in the U.S., and then also should help provide some perspective on, the fallout from what's happening in the Red Sea with the shipping disruptions there. And then Japan's CPI hits tonight, Thursday night. Those are all of the main highlights for today. Thursday, January 18th. Thank you for listening.